Financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out higher than expected. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. I buy gold from Birch Gold, and they'll help you convert an existing IRA or an existing 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Dan to 989898 for a free information kit. Text Dan to 989898 today. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision. Message and data rates apply.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino.
What was that last night? And what was even worse was the media response. We've got a new FDR. What? You got a what? The guy barely made it through the speech last night. What was that? Of course, I'm talking about the State of the Union with Joe Biden. Well, I mean, all it was Joe Biden screaming for 67 minutes. You could barely understand what he was talking about. I mean, media people, have some freaking dignity. Don't you have parents and kids? Holy Moses. Just be honest. It was one of the worst speeches I have ever heard. Listen, I don't like this dude. I'm not even pretending to be objective. But I'm telling you as objectively as I can say it, if you believe last night was an FDR-like speech, you are freaking crazy. What the hell was that? What a mess. I want to show you how bad this speech was. Hat tip, the great Maze Moore, one of the best social media accounts out there if you want really cool video. He put this out this morning. It's like 2.5 minutes long for the sake of the show, because I'm a little short on time. I cut it to about 1:30. Hat tip Maze Moore on this. I want you to watch how awful of a speech this was. Folks, in the literal sense, they just repeated last year's State of the Union and threw in a few additional angry lines. It's the same speech. Watch his back and forth from Maze Moore, a little over 1 minute, of last year's speech and this year's speech. It's the same exact speech. Check this out.
Build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. To build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not from the top down. When the middle class grows, the poor have a way up and the wealthy do very well. Because when the middle class does well, the poor have a ladder up and the wealthy still do very well. We'll build a national network of 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. We're going to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations, 10,000 new jobs. It's going to create 10,000 jobs. There's been a law on the books for almost a century to make sure taxpayers' dollars support American jobs and businesses. Buy America has been the law since 1933, but we're actually doing it. We'll buy America using federal infrastructure projects to be made in America. That we'd all agree that the present tax system ain't fair. The tax system is not fair. It is not fair. Who sit at a dining room table or a kitchen table and chairs the dining room table constantly reminding you. The only nation that can be defined by a single word, possibilities. Actually, I can define it in one word, and I mean this, possibilities. I'm a capitalist. Look, I'm a capitalist. But capitalism without competition is not capitalism. Capitalism without competition is exploitation. Capitalism without competition is not capitalism. It's extortion. It's exploitation. That's why I propose closing loopholes for the very wealthy who don't pay, who pay a lower tax rate than a teacher and a firefighter. But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
Again, one of the things I'm proudest of on this show is when I give you an opinion, I back it up with receipts. I'm telling you it's an opinion that the speech was awful because there's not an awful meter out there like a ruler. Here's a ruler. Here's 12 inches. Here's what it looks like. But I can have an opinion backed up by facts and the liberal media can't. Last year's speech, his State of the Union, was panned by everyone as a pretty awful speech. He gave the exact same speech this year. This year, because there's an election, oh, folks, this year it was fiery.
More in a minute, but first, proviahair.com/Dan. Are you one of the millions of Americans struggling with that premature hair thinning and hair loss? I know you probably don't like that. Maybe you're scared about inheriting the thinning look because it just runs in the family. Introducing Provia, A real solution that delivers on its promise without the harsh side effects, unwanted chemicals, and unpleasant smells. Thanks to our friends that develop Genucel Skincare, Provia uses Procapil, a natural ingredient, to effectively target the three main causes of premature hair thinning for men and women of any age. By supporting scalp circulation, the delivering of nourishing nutrients, and hair follicle anchoring to your scalp, Provia guarantees more hair on your head than in the shower or on the comb, or 100% of your money back. And right now, new customers save over 50% off Provia's introductory package at Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, proviahair.com/Dan. The package includes a full 60-day supply of Provia serum for daily use, plus their super concentrate that could give you faster, more noticeable results. Every order includes your choice of a free gift at checkout. See results for yourself right now. proviahair.com/Dan. proviahair.com/Dan. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. The products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Now, the hilarious thing, he just said it. Joe Biden is a known plagiarist. A known plagiarist. That's an objective fact.
Yeah.
The Neil Kinnock speech. We know Joe Biden has made a career out of stealing other people's material. Now he's stealing from his own speechwriters from last year. This was an objectively awful speech. Anybody in the chat? Yes, you think this was a good speech. No, it sucked. Does anybody think this was a good? Seriously, try to be objective for a second. If you did not know who Republicans and Democrats were and were watching the leader of a country you never heard of speak for the first time, do you come out of that last night going, yes, that guy was really fantastic? Come on, you know the answer. Let's not be stupid. You know the answer. Not you, but you know the liberals out there. No, no. Of course, there's always a couple F-nos. It's the same people who answer that. I love you guys. You're the best. It's the greatest audience out there. 120,000 would be at the second here. Here's another part of the speech last night. How can this not be objectively awful? I want to hat tip Kyle Becker, good friend, good man. He noted something about what you're about to hear next. So Marjorie Taylor Greene brilliantly boxes Biden into having to mention Lake and Riley's name. Lake and Riley, of course, is a young woman bludgeoned to death in a horrible killing. The lead suspect is an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. It is a tragic case that is to never, ever, ever be treated than anything other than with the utmost seriousness. Of course, Biden doesn't want to mention his name because Biden's policies got Lake and Riley killed, and that's a fact. Marjorie Taylor Greene boxed him in, and good for her, because why? Cutesy time is over. I love all the swampy Republicans out there. And I'm not your friend. I'm not trying to be. I'm not one of you guys. Okay? Oh, Dan Bongino's crazy. Maybe so. They're like, oh my gosh, Marjorie Taylor Greene broke decorum. I don't give a shit about decorum. I don't care about any of that. I care about saving the country. Decorum. You're throwing political prisoners in jail. We're supposed to give a shit about decorum? Hard pass. He says Lake and Riley's name, but I want you to listen to what he says here. He trips up on himself. He's like, yeah, but other people are killed by illegals. So wait, you're minimizing her death, suggesting that it's not a big deal because other people are murdered too in Biden's America? Listen to this. This is a major, major screw up. Check this out.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth taking the chance of the $8,000. But if it's only 6 weeks, the idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and come all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly.
Folks, chatsters, I need your help here, okay? Help everyone else. What are campaigns? They are two things. If you don't know the answer, we can't be friends. Yes, sound bites and snapshots. You're damn right. I want you to look at a snapshot of his face at the end. He looks bitter. He looks angry. He looks defeated. He gets her name wrong. It's Lakin Riley, not Lincoln Riley, the coach. He looks up randomly somewhere as if he's looking for someone. And then he says, well, listen, he minimizes her death by saying, hey, a lot of people were killed by legals. You can go back and listen again. And then someone said this morning, as Kyle Becker noted, oh, he meant to say other people are killed by illegals. Folks, this is the most incredible screw up in a State of the Union impromptu moment. I'm going to tell you something I've ever seen. Why? Bring the freaking receipts, bro. Because he pissed his own left flank off, too. Because he said Lincoln Riley, his words, Lincoln Riley was killed by an illegal. You can't call illegals illegals on the left, even though they're illegal. And then he goes and minimizes her murder by suggesting, oh, people are killed all the time in my America by legals. Legals? Oh, I mean illegals. Oh, you mean illegals are killing more people in your America? No, no. I mean, her death isn't a big deal because other people kill people too. You see how he boxed himself into a corner where there's no way out? No matter what he said, he screwed up. You either minimized her death or acknowledged there's a mass crisis of illegals killing people in America. Fentanyl, other things. This is one totally and intentionally missed by the mainstream media. This speech was a train wreck. The left will be, they'll start to admit it once word gets out that Biden hopefully is leaving the race. But for now, they've got to save him. Here's how I know this was a disaster yet again. Name wrong, acknowledges there's a mass crisis. Says that, oh, don't worry, people are killed in my America by legals or illegals. Either way, he's screwed. And he called the suspect in the Lakin Riley case exactly what he was, an illegal. You can't do that on the left. So not only is his speech protested as a bunch of pro-Hamas terrorists tried to block the road or did block the road going in, now the left wakes up this morning, quietly hates him because he has made normal a word again on the left that is absolutely accurate. Watch this CNN segment.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but it's not a big thing. Okay. What's the big thing?
I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented.
Am I making it up? Again, I acknowledge it's an opinion, but if I not back this up, that this guy is effed. He can't do anything right. That line is just sound bites and snapshots, correct? The snapshots are awful. He's sitting there with his furrowed brow. He looks pissed off and angry, foaming at the mouth. You're all gonna die, Reverend Cain style. Can't even get the freaking name right because this guy is just a moron. He can't do anything right. Lakin Riley deserves respect. Get her name right. This woman died. She had her entire life ahead of her. A beautiful, smart young woman. Loved by everyone in her community. She had her head bashed in. Get her darn name right. It's not hard.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcasts.